Chapter 2. The Worst Monday Ever. It was Monday morning. I hated Mondays, but this one was the worst ever. My alarm always went off 20 minutes earlier than I needed it because I hated getting out of bed. At last, I got up and started to get ready. I was pulling on my school trousers when there was a horrible noise. The small hole in the right leg was now huge. And the only other thing I had to wear was my old school skirt, which was much too short. I looked ridiculous. When I got downstairs, I had to explain to Dad why I was wearing my old skirt. I know I look stupid, but I have no choice. My trousers have a big hole in them, I told him. My little brother Brad just laughed when he saw me. And Lee stared as I got into his car for a ride to school. The boys at school stared, too, when I got out of the car.
"Hey, nice skirt,"
Dixon said with a stupid grin. I knew he was only having a laugh, but I was annoyed. As I walked past him toward a group of girls, I heard Adam, one of the football players, say something. "What did you say?" I asked angrily.
"Looking good. You should wear that every day,"
Adam said. Some of the boys laughed. Then Adam put his hand on my waist. "Get off me," I said.
"Leave her alone,"
Lee yelled. Then suddenly, Noah was there. Adam was on the ground, and the boys were shouting,
"Fight! Fight! Fight!"
Of course, it had to be Noah who hit Adam. Adam got back on his feet, and then they really were fighting. Adam's lip was cut. "Noah!" I yelled, but he wasn't listening. "Lee, do something." Just then, we heard the principal coming through the crowd.
"Noah,"
he shouted,
"what's all this about? Noah, Adam, Rochelle, my office, now."
Noah and I sat outside the principal's office, waiting our turn, while Adam was inside.
"I didn't like what Adam was doing,"
Noah said to me. "Well, thank you, but I didn't need you to do anything," I replied. "Lee and I were fine."
"No one should talk to a girl like that. And if that girl is you..."
He ran his fingers through his hair. "What's he going to say next?" I thought, feeling my face turn red.
"I guess I want to look after you. You're like a little sister to me,"
Noah finished. "Of course," I said, trying not to care. We sat in silence for a while, but it was a nice, comfortable silence, which surprised me. I couldn't remember being alone with Noah like this before. Adam came out of the principal's office. "Good luck," I said when Noah went in, and he smiled back.
"You're talking to Flynn, remember? I don't need luck.
When he came out, he gave me another smile, but said nothing. The principal called me into the office. I was worried about getting into trouble, but the principal just wanted to hear my side of the story. At lunchtime, the girls wanted to know everything.
So, what's going on with you and Flynn?
Olivia asked. Nothing, I said. What do you mean?
You call him Noah, not Flynn, Olivia said.
I've always called him Noah. I grew up with him around. He thinks of me as his little sister. Luckily, I had a message on my phone right then from Lee. Come to the art room. I need some help. Sorry, guys. I have to go. Lee's making the sign for our kissing booth, and he needs me. In English class the next day, Cody waved at me to sit next to him.
I heard about the fight yesterday,
he said. Oh, I laughed nervously, not sure what to say.
Is it true you and Lee are doing a kissing booth for the carnival?
Cody asked. I nodded.
Great. Are you going to be working it then?
No way, I laughed. I'm not.
Too bad,
Cody said.
You don't want to, you know, see a movie or something with me?
Why not? I said. Wait, I don't have your number. Cody picked up a pen, took my arm, and turned it over. He wrote his number on my arm. Why didn't you just put it in my phone? I asked.
There's no fun in that, he said.
I told Lee my news in the car on the way home. Hey, guess what happened in my English class? I was asked on my first date.
By Cody, right?
Lee said. School gossip, I said. Is there anything that anyone doesn't know?
Dixon texted me. Cody's a nice guy, Lee said. But what's Noah going to say?
Why should your brother care? I said.
He just wants to look after you.
We were outside Lee's house now.
You go in and start our music list for the booth,
he told me.
Mom wants some things from the store. I won't be long.
I went into Lee's kitchen to get a drink. As I was reaching into the fridge for a can of soda, Noah came in.
What's that on your arm?
He asked, sounding annoyed. I didn't answer.
Is it true you have a date with Cody?
He went on. I don't need to tell you, I said, angrily.
Do you even know the guy?
Noah said. No, not really. So I'm going on a date to get to know him. That's what people do, Noah. I was getting more and more annoyed.
You're just too nice, Elle. You should be more careful.
Noah, why do you care? You're not my dad or my big brother, you know. I was feeling really angry now.
I'm just trying to look after you,
he shouted back. I don't need looking after, I yelled, and pushed past him out of the room to wait for Lee upstairs.